Hello, this is Burke Murray reporting to you on the farm Lockerbie in Beverley, WA. I'll be seeing you shortly after this break. Hope you enjoy.
Hello, today we will be interviewing a third generation farmer from Beverley, WA. First question, what do you think the biggest advancement is in agriculture?
I guess I'd have to go along with my father and say, as he used to say, the invention of hydraulics.
Okay, on to question two. What was it like when you were a boy?
When I was a boy, things were totally different. We were just passing out of the horse era into the real early tractors, but workloads, everything was a lot more done more physically to what they are today. So the hours were longer and much more physical.
Okay, on to question three. Do you think the advancements have helped farming a lot?
Oh, definitely. Without some of the advances that we've had now, especially with the drop in rainfall, would make these sort of areas very difficult to make a living with the lower rainfalls that we experience today.
Okay. If there were to be a drought, would the advancement kick in and help?
Definitely. It's already with some years with the low rainfall that we've experienced in the last couple of decades, without some of the advancements in technology, we most probably wouldn't grow the crops that we are growing. So it would become economically unviable without the advancements.
Okay. Do you like using the advancements today?
Well, I'm sort of on the way out, my generation, but if we hadn't have kept up with the advancements that we had today, I don't think that we would be able to keep up with the pace of farming and become stay viable.
Okay. How has agriculture changed due to the advancements?
Has it changed with the help of the advancements? It's meant that a single person can run a bigger enterprise or farming enterprise with less manpower. So there's a bigger reliance on machinery and technology.
Yeah. So, would you recall the advancements fast?
Yes, in more ways than one. And I think that the fastness of the change in technology is speeding up as time goes on. But from a fast point of view too, it also means that you can do a lot more a lot quicker as a result of the advancements that's been made. In other words, a day's work now could be equivalent to a week's work or even a fortnight's work in the past.
Yeah, okay. What would be your favourite advancement today?
My favourite advancement? I dare say on our farm, the biggest advancement and obviously the most favourite one would be the technology and advancement in seeding, growing crops, and the development of knife points and dry land seeding against the way we used to do it. We used to plough up, cultivate and sow, whereas now it's just a one-past operation.
Okay. If you could make any advancement, which would it be?
If I could make an advancement? I guess it'd have to be in the technology side of things. A lot of advance, because I'm still interested in stock. There's been technology in trying to shear sheep and all those sorts of things that have never worked. But I dare say an advancement in sheep husbandry and the shearing of sheep would be a huge thing. But it's one area that I'm very, very doubtful that they'll be able to ever do with technology is shear a sheep. But time will tell.
Okay. What was your favourite tractor when it...
My favourite would have to be the first tractor I ever drove, which was my dad's old Massey Harris 744D. And nowadays you wouldn't even look at it as far as... using for working, but it's still a favourite of mine because it was, I guess, because it was the first tractor I ever drove.
Okay, interesting. What do you think will be the next big advancement?
Look, there's been that many advancements just in my short period of time, without going back the generations before. Gone from the horse and cart, of which I have fed sheep out of a horse and cart, through to the present day. But I think in the future, the biggest advancements will be in the technology side, perhaps drones for doing various jobs, even if it's only checking water points. Maybe they'll get drones for spraying when it becomes too wet. Who knows? But it'll be all tied to technology.
Okay. Are there any other advancements you might think will be coming soon?
Yes, I think there'll be advancements perhaps in pasture species, in the breeding side of things for... lower rainfall plants with a bit more vigorous growth, and in the cropping side, hopefully they'll be able to make advancements in frost-resistant wheats, and even wheats that will be grown on salt lands, which would be a huge improvement. And I think that those technologies will at some stage in the future happen.
Okay, thanks for coming and talking to us today. Bye.